Welcome to Father's House in Grantsville, Maryland. The message you're about to hear will greatly encourage your growth in the Lord. Join us as we together open the living Word.
How many of you had a somber day so far? An S-O-M-B-E-R. You know what that word means? The word somber, as we would look it up and define it in Webster's dictionary, it means to have a dark, gloomy, and melancholy day. But at the same time, we're not going to have a dark and gloomy and melancholy and somber day. We're going to have a P-S-A-L-M, somber kind of day. That means we're going to have to speak some of the Psalms this morning. If you'll put the first one up on the board this morning. In the book of Psalms, we're told by the psalmist David in the 34th chapter and verse number 1. I will bless the Lord. Does it say every once in a while? I will bless the Lord how often? At all times. Why? Because his praise shall continually be where? In my mouth. So it's not time to have an S-O-M-B-E-R kind of day, a gloomy, a dark, and a melancholy kind of day, but it's time to have a P-S-A-L-M-B-E-R kind of day. Can you say praise the Lord this morning? If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Let's look, not Psalm 16 and verse, is it Psalm 16? Yes, it is. Psalm 16 and verse number 11 says, Thou wilt show me the path of life. Let's read that together. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Watch this. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Now, we may have had an S-O-M-B-E-R before we started praising the Lord this morning. But the moment that we begin to release our praises, guess what happened? The gloom, the melancholy, and the darkness begins to leave and you start feeling lighter. Why do you feel lighter? Because in thy presence, which the presence of God is here, there is fullness of joy. Those problems seem to dissipate when we begin to praise the Lord. At thy right hand, or the right hand of power, there are what? How long are they there for? Evermore. Now watch this. As I was studying out this a few weeks ago, the Hebrew word for path in this particular scripture, thou will show me the path. Let's have audience participation. Thou will show me the path of life. The Hebrew word is orach, O-R-A-C-H, and it means you will show me a well-trodden road. You will show me the well-trodden road in life. In other words, you're not alone on this path, and many have traveled it, and God showed them the way as he is going to show you the way, who is Jesus Christ, who is the way. Say this with me in John 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, Psalm 23 and verse number 1. Let's read that together. Psalm 23, verse number 1, out loud. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for anything. Amen? Because God takes care of us. Whatever we have need of in life, Philippians 4:19 says, But my God shall, not might, not maybe, but my God shall supply how many of your needs? All of your needs according to his big bank account in heaven, amen? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now let's read that again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now as I was studying this particular scripture, and I wanted to have a somber kind of day, because this message come out of a somber kind of day, a gloomy day. A melancholy day. How many of you ever had those days? A dark day. And I know everybody in this room can raise their hand. And sometimes the greatest messages comes out of the greatest grief. And I've seen that happen so many times. That when we're grieving over something, God is actually leading us through the valley of the shadow of death. But notice, I will fear no evil when I'm there. Because thou art with me. What? If we go on to just continuously read the 23rd Psalm, Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they what? Comfort me. So in our times of grief, God truly will comfort us. So the Hebrew word for want means this. Watch this. I shall not lessen. I shall not decrease. I shall not bereave. Or I shall not make myself lower as I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, because the Lord is my shepherd or my companion or my close friend who supplies my every need so that I have need of nothing as I walk the trodden road of life. That's what that means when we study that out in the Hebrews. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to shout. Somebody hold my horse while I shout. God will instruct me. Say this with me. God will instruct me and teach me in the way that I should go. Psalm 32 and verse number 8, please. Up on the board, let's read this together. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will what? With my... Let's read that one more time. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Now the year 5776 in the Hebrew, we already talked and preached on this at the conference. It's I involved. The word A-Y-I-N in the Hebrew means the season of seeing with the prophetic eye. So when we look at this word I down there, I will guide thee with my eye, the Lord is saying, I'm going to guide you by giving you words of prophecy. And that can be attached to the scriptures. I see so much of the Word of God not being preached, prophecy in churches that are just fully filled with prophets and prophesiers that want to prophesy all the time, but they don't want to hear the Word of God being taught, or they don't want to follow their lives and be guided by the written Word of God. I love the written Word of God. That's what it's there for. The word therefore means, what is it there for? So if we see the word therefore, I'm going to say, what's that therefore? So I'm going to back up in the previous text. I'm going to establish the text, and I'm going to find out the reason why a word is there for. What's it there for? And so when we look at this in Psalm 32, verse number 8, he will guide me with his eye, the very last statement in that particular scripture. I will instruct thee. I will teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with my eye. The Hebrew word again for eye is ayin, and it means, watch this. This is what it means in this particular scripture, to look over the landscape and see a fountain of hope. To look over the landscape and see a fountain of hope. When you got up this morning and you looked over the landscape and you saw a fountain of a somber kind of day, an S-O-M-B-E-R, gloomy kind of day. I don't know if I feel like getting up and going to church today. You may have already pressed your clothes last evening and got ready for the picnic and the baptismal service, but got up today feeling kind of somber. Like, I don't really want to go. I would rather stay home and play with the dog or watch the game on TV this afternoon or whatever. But you have to press beyond what your eye is looking at and say, I'm going to see with the prophetic eye. What would God have me to do today? God would have me to look across and over the landscape and see a fountain of hope in just a few hours from now when you spoke that at 6 o'clock this morning. That's how God wants us to speak. That's how God wants us to see each and every day. As a somber, S-P-S-A-L-M-ber kind of day. Speak the Psalms. Remind yourself, as David did, he encouraged himself in the Lord. And the Bible says there in Psalm 119 and verse number 130, the entrance of thy word gives light. Do you know what that word light means in the Hebrew? The entrance of your word gives fire. It gives fire. The entrance of thy word gives fire. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. When God lights up his word and gives a revelation, praise God. I believe that when we get that revelation and we start speaking that, we will see the manifestation of what we've been asking God for surely come to pass. If you believe that, say praise the Lord in the house of God this morning. One more time, let's say praise the Lord together. So to look over the landscape and see a fountain of hope. Someone said, well, you're not preaching to the teenagers. but you're actually preaching to the middle age, or you're preaching to those in the upper echelon age group. But I'm preaching to all. This Word of God that we have, thank God here at Father's House, we can speak the Word of God in truth and in the revelation knowledge that God has given. When we pray, a lot of times on Sunday mornings, you don't see me here praying during the 9 o'clock hour, but I guarantee you I'm at home and I'm interceding. Sometimes prophets, they stay alone in the caves, away from people, and they're just seeking God constantly about something. I have been to the mountains to pray probably like 3 out of the last 7 days. I've taken 7 and 8 hour road trips because God brought you before my face. Because God said, pray in the next season. Begin to pray until the next season arrives. It's almost like there's a battle that's gone on in the heavenlies, like the Michael the Archangel, who was battling against Satan. And the Bible talks about that story. And it talks about Gabriel, talks about other archangels. It talks about the angels that are encamped around about us. And those angels will deliver us because we fear the Lord. God has sent the angels to us to help to protect us, to get us into the next season. But sometimes we don't even realize that those angels are round about us and that God has dispensed and dispatched them there for the purpose of getting us just one step forward closer to the coming of Jesus Christ. And I said all that to say this, because the very next scripture in Psalm 37 and verse number 23, it talks about how our steps are ordered. Let's read this out loud quickly. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Now, God has handed you a menu this morning. And you can look at that menu, but I guarantee you on that menu, nothing is going to satisfy you except for the steps that the Lord is saying, have this course first. Have this course next, and finally save the best for last, and you're going to put it together as a package like they do maybe over at Red Lobster. You get 4 things for $16.95 or whatever. That's the kind of God that we serve. God says, just sit still. I'm going to give you exactly what I want you to have. And if you'll know that I'm going to order this for you, it may not taste good in the mouth, but it's going to be sweet as honey in the stomach. Let's read this one more time. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he what? Delighteth in his ways. Now watch this. When I looked up the meaning of the Hebrew word for ordered, it means that the steps of the Lord, or the steps of a good man, are what? Appointed or ordained to be prosperous by the Lord. So when we start arguing with God and say, I don't know if that's the right thing that I should be going through right now or not, Lord. The Lord is saying, you just be still and know that I'm God. You just be still and know that I brought you to this point. I'm going to bring you through the fiery trial. I'm going to bring you through the flood. I'm going to bring you through the flame. And all are coming through the blood. And when we all get to the other side, we're going to be able to say together in unison that the steps of a good man are ordered, they are ordained, and they are appointed by the Lord to be prosperous, even though it may not look that way. Can you say praise the Lord? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise this morning in the house of God. Psalm 119, verse 105. Let's put that up next. Let's read it together. Now, forget about the word none. The devil would like to say none, none, none ya, but thy word is, not is going to be, watch this, thy word is a, what, lamp unto my, and a, unto my, so if it's a lamp unto my feet, that gives light, and the darkness cannot overcome the light, cannot comprehend it, but the light exposes the darkness. If you put a flashlight down at nighttime, everyone knows that you're going to be able to see to go someplace down a path, and you're going to be able to arrive at your destination. So his word is a lamp unto my feet to take me to my destination, and a light unto my path that what? Shows me the straight and narrow way to get there. Can you say praise the Lord? Now watch this. The meaning of the Hebrew word for word in this verse is thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Watch this. Thy advice. thy counsel. Your business is a lamp unto my feet. If not, your ever-ready batteries aren't going to last very long. But praise God, the Lord puts the Duracell in. Hallelujah. And as he puts the Duracell in, his advice and his counsel and his business is a lamp unto my feet and a fire unto my path. So God will set everything on fire once we allow his advice, his counsel, and his business to lead and to guide us. Can you say amen? Now this next verse everyone knows. We're going to the book of Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6. Can you say praise the Lord? Proverbs 3 and verses 5 and 6. Trust. What's the first word? Trust in the. With what? You know, the word heart in the Old Testament, they kind of got it reversed. Heart in the New Testament is your spirit. Soul in the New Testament, your mind, your will, and your emotions. But in the Old Testament, when you see the word heart, it's like your mind, your will, and your emotions there. So trust in the Lord with all your mind, will, and emotions. And lean not unto your own understanding, because if you do, you're not going to be able to trust in the Lord with all your heart or all your mind, will, and emotions, because you're going to be upset all the time. So let's just lean, lean on the Lord this morning in verse number 6. In how many of your ways? Whose ways? In the, all thy ways, in all of your ways. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he, who is he? God, shall what? See, when you use in all of thy what? See, it's the shock value. Acknowledge him and he shall what? Your what? See, when we focus on certain words, there's a shock value to them. Let's try that again. In all of thy what? So you're like, you're stunned when you hear what? And you're like, I've got to take a look at that. What's that mean? Acknowledge him and he shall what? Direct thy paths. Or in all your ways, it's the same as the last verse that we read. God will direct your business. When you, in all your ways, acknowledge him, boast in him, rave about in him, he shall direct your business. Your business. Your business. Isaiah 30, 21, if we can turn there for just a moment. Isaiah 30, 21. I love the scripture. Let's read it together, please. Let's read it together. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee. Well, you have to be listening to hear it. Pretty simple. Saying, this is the way, walk you in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Now, what does that mean? I put down here the right translation of the word way in this verse means a course of life or a mode of action. Now watch this. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the course of life, or the mode of action. Walk you in it. But I don't want to do it that way. Well, then you'll miss out on the prosperity that were promised by doing so. Can you say amen? I don't want to add anything else to that, but bless God. Isaiah 48, 17, we'll move on to that one. Isaiah 48 and verse number 17. Let's stand up for a moment and just stretch and read this together out loud and stay together in unity. And just watch God. Stay together. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Now, if God is your Redeemer, Psalm 107 verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So he's your Redeemer. Let's say it. Thus saith the Lord. thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. See, when you say it with passion, there is something else that gets stirred up on the inside of you. You can be seated. Now watch this. The meaning of the word prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, is that he teaches us to be valuable, to set or to move forward and settle into a place of not being moved or swayed by a matter. So watch this. Thus saith the Lord thy God, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to, watch this, which teaches you to be valuable. I'm not worth a thing. Well, sure you are. The Bible says that you're valuable. It teaches you to be valuable, to set or to move forward and settle into a place of not being moved or swayed by a matter, which, circle that word, which, when you do all those things, it will lead thee by the way that thou should go. See, everything people think, God's just going to throw it on a platter and everything's just unconditional on his behalf. And so we make it unconditional. I'm just going to sit here until God gives me what I want. Well, you're going to be sitting there until he comes back, because he's already given us instruction and righteousness to follow. Can you say praise the Lord? Isaiah 58 and verse number 11. How many of you having fun so far? Slip your hand up and say praise the Lord. Notify your face. Come on, put a smile on your face. That's it. Shade always does that. Wow, I'm telling you, God is so good. Hey, we are either a dead boulder or we're lively stones. And I don't want to be a dead boulder just sitting there. We are lively stones. We have the Holy Ghost, the third person of the triune Godhead living on the inside of us. Oh, my God. Don't get me started because I'll start preaching. Isaiah 58 and verse number 11. Let's read it together. And the Lord, come on, shall guide thee continually. Praise God. And satisfy thy soul in drought. Isn't that right, Sister Robin? Hasn't he? Sometimes when it's just not there, he satisfies our mind, will, and emotions in drought. And makes fat your bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of waters. Whose waters? Stop. Whose waters? These kinds of waters. Whose waters? What? Fail not. Watch this. I like this. The Hebrew meaning for the word satisfy in this verse means he will satisfy your what? I want to see if anybody knows. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and shall satisfy your appetite in drought. Your appetite can be satisfied in a time where there's a drought. There's springs of living water that are flowing in a dry and thirsty land. John 7:17, watch this. A couple more scriptures and we're going to close. I desire to do God's will. Let's read that together in John 7:17. John 7, and back one verse in verse number 17. That's John 7:18. We're going to go back one verse to John 7:17. Let's read it together. If, what's the key word? If any man, who? Any man will do his will, he shall know. In other words, if you do what the Word of God says for you to do, you're going to have a revelation of the doctrine. Doctrine just simply means teaching. Whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself, that's what the Word is there for. Someone said, what's it there for? The Word is there for to be able to lead us and to guide us and to show us in the right ways that we should go. So if someone's preaching something contrary to it and they give you a word of prophecy and say, well, God spoke, but it doesn't line up with the Word, then it wasn't God. But see, most preachers these days are afraid to say that because they're afraid they're going to lose their money, their congregation, their people, and everything else. But you've got to speak the truth in love. Can you say amen? So when we are doers, I put this down. When we are doers of the word of God, which is his will, we shall know the doctrine of the Lord instead of the doctrine of men and accomplish God's will for our own lives. The Greek word for doctrine means we shall know the act of the matter. In other words, when we see the word the doctrine, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine or the what I just said? What else? He shall know of the act of the matter. Now watch this. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the act of the matter, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Or in other words, whether it's true or not. Whether it's true or whether it's not. In John 8 and 12, and we're going to close. John chapter 8 and verse number 12. Watch this. Let's stand again. We're about ready to close. It's just a simple teaching. What kind of day are we going to have? A somber kind of day. You know, it's not one of those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have, stop right there, but shall have possession. Shall have, what? The light of life. And here's what the Lord says in closing. The Greek word for light is P-H-O-S, phos, and it means, watch this. Watch this again. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have, watch this, but shall have the kind of fire that God intends for them to have in life to walk down the trodden pathway. That's what it means. The fire of life. The fire of life. We have got to get the fire of life here at Father's House. When the praise team is up, when the worship team, when we're in the presence of God and the Lord is taking us into that presence. Several years ago, you could be seated for just a moment, but several years ago, as Pastor Sharon's going to be coming, and I'm going to ask the praise team just to come on up. But several years ago, on a Sunday afternoon in an Assembly of God church, the Lord spoke right in the middle of a message when I was evangelizing, and he spoke to me and he said, praise elevates us into God's presence, but it is worship that keeps us there. And I'm trying to preach a message on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I heard that, and I literally stopped, and I spoke it out. And when I spoke it out, a lady began to scream, and she says, I see it, I see it, I see it. God has been telling me to praise him, and I didn't know what to do once I got into his presence. But now I know I have to worship him, not worship a song, but worship him. And she began right there to fall upon her knees and to worship, and I stopped preaching. And the power of God just came down. It's not about what our own agenda is in a service. It's about listening to what Holy Spirit is saying. And right now, while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, and no one is looking around, I can hear my Savior calling. Softly, he's calling to us this morning. It's time to line up with the light of life. It's time to move forward in the fire of purpose. It's time to rekindle the lost passion of the fire of God on the inside of you. I see kindling being thrown on the fire that's almost out. And the Holy Spirit is so speaking to someone's heart in such a manner of love right now that a relationship that is going south is being rekindled by this renewed fire that you're receiving right now in the service. and it will be rekindled as you speak out of love. The harshness and the unforgiveness, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, is going to be removed out of the scene, because Jesus is in the scene, on the scene, and behind the scenes. He's coming to the forefront in your marriage, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say. And He's saving a relationship that no one else but you knows about. God is doing that this morning through an anointed word of prophecy from the throne room. Just receive it there in your seat and watch God go to work, if you dare to believe that it's a spoken word from the Master. And our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed and no one is looking around, and you need a touch from the Master today in your life. I want you to slip your hand up right now and say, that's me. I just need a touch from the Lord. I need a touch in my marriage. No one's looking around. Every head's bowed, every eye's closed. Watch God go to work. There's two hands. There's three hands. There's four hands. And God, I'm not going to ask you to come up here. I'm not going to embarrass you, but I'm just telling you that you got to expect the unexpected this week. God's going to cause a turnaround. Now, I'm speaking from a prophetic viewpoint right now that there is going to be a turnaround. There is a turning on a dime right now, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say. There is a turning on a dime right now. And I heard the Lord say this literally out loud to the devil. It just come out loud into the atmosphere. He said to the devil, heads I win and tails you lose. Heads I win and tails you lose. So there, it is a win-win situation where you thought it not. God is intervening into your marriage right now, and He's saving your marriage. And just watch God go to work. Just speak faith-filled words. Have a somber kind of day every day. Speak the words of Psalms out into the atmosphere. Psalm, there in verse number 1 of the very first chapter. Blessed, the very first word is, blessed is the man that standeth not in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate both day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose fruit shall come forth in his season, and whatsoever he sets his hand to do, it's going to prosper. Speak the word and watch God bring you through the pathway of life. It may be trodden down by men, and many have trodden and flowed over that pathway and walked it for sure. But God says, you've walked it too, and I see you. When you've tried to tell other people about your problem, they just kind of like passed it off lightly. But the Lord is saying, I see that problem. No one else sees it, but I see how terrible it is. But I'm reversing the curse. I'm turning it around. I'm heading it to town. I hear the Lord say, you're heading to town with no more frown. As I turn it around, I'm turning you on a dime. I'm turning you on a dime. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Every head's bowed, every eye still closed. No one's looking around. We're just about to finish. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying that a daughter who went astray, God is reaching down to right now. And God is reeling in the unrealities of what you think that cannot happen. God is reeling them into the now tense. And we speak it in faith, that restoration and restitution is coming to the daughter and to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's all stand together one more time and just lift our hands toward the Lord and thank Him for His goodness. This wasn't some kind of message full of meat. This was a very type of shallow kind of message that we all know what to do. But God said, preach about a somber kind of day in remembrance of what we should be doing in our everyday walk with Christ. And so we speak your word. We speak the Psalms. Psalm 119, verse 18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. In Psalm 119, verse number 89, thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven. Thank you that it is. That's why we speak it. That's why we speak your word, Lord. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Yes, God. Yes, God. Healing is in the atmosphere. It's been extracted by the Holy Spirit. And I thank the Lord that healing belongs to you. Let's all say that together. Healing belongs to me.
Healing belongs to me.
Healing belongs to me. Thank you, Lord. I know I've lingered just a little while, but the Holy Spirit has been speaking to linger. And so we've lingered, Lord. Let's just do something before we transition right now this morning. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, King James Version says, "Be careful for nothing." The Amplified says, "Don't worry, fret, or have any anxiety about anything, but in everything. Through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And so, Lord, you said in verse number 7, "And the peace of God that passes understanding is able to keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus." Now we thank you and bless you and praise you in advance for the manifestation of what you've offered us today. But we speak forth the word of truth and will cause that manifestation to hurry up in a haste and bless our lives to change. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise in the house of God.
You've been listening to Father's House. For more information or to download today's sermon, visit us at fathershouse.info. And remember, it is written, "My house shall be called the house of prayer."